But look at the opening market report. I'm Scott Colomb. Trade talks between the U.S. and China continued today amid progress according to both sides of the table. The talks were scheduled to end yesterday, but both parties agreed to continue. The talks ended during the overnight markets with a promise of details soon. Negotiators sounded upbeat at the conclusion. Reuters released the average analyst estimates for USDA's government shutdown delayed reports. They are originally scheduled for Friday, even though it remains to be seen when those reports will be released. The average estimate for world-ending stocks has wheat at 268.22 million tons, corn at 307.32 million tons, and soybeans at 114.36 million tons. U.S. ending stocks are estimated at 987 million bushels for wheat, 1.694 billion for corn, and soybeans at 904 million tons. U.S. quarterly grain stocks as of December 1st are estimated at 1.96 billion bushels for wheat, 12.097 billion for corn, and 3.725 billion for soybeans. A spokesman for the Environmental Protection Agency said that the finalizing of the E15 rule is a priority for the administration and that would be complete before the summer driving season. South American weather continues to garner attention also. World Weather Incorporated noted, quote, "Even though most of Brazil has good moisture in place today, there is a good chance many important crop areas will become too dry in the second half of this month without better returning rainfall. The Northeast is already dry, and the next 10 days will build a ridge of high pressure into the interior south, drying out those areas next." The U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday extended the deadline for farmers hurt by trade wars to apply for aid payments as the partial government federal shutdown continues. The deadline, originally set for next Tuesday, January 15th, will be delayed for the number of business days that USDA offices are closed. New contract highs were posted for February and June live cattle contracts. They also posted a new high close. Futures appear to be finding support in cash bids, which posted $123 in Nebraska in confirmation of $124 in Iowa. Comprehensive boxed beef reports showed that end users purchased 23% fewer loads of beef for extended delivery than last year in the latest week. The week before that was also poured at 19% under the prior year. There's a rumor in the hog market that China is preparing to remove tariffs on U.S. pork. However, traders seem to want proof before jumping on the bandwagon. Dressed beef values were lower, with choice down 30 cents, select down 95. With a look at the markets, March corn's up 1.5 at 381 and a calf. May is up 1.5 at 389 and a calf. September's up 1 at 399 and a calf. Minneapolis, March wheat's up 4.25 at 571 and a calf. May's up 4 at 577. Kansas, March wheat's up 1.5 at 506 and a calf. May's up 1.25 at 518. March oats are up 3/4 at 283 and a calf. May's down 1/4 at 278 and a calf. January soybeans are up 2.5 at 908 and 3/4. March is up 3 at 921 and a calf. While September's up 2.25 at 953 and a quarter. January soybean meal's down 60 cents at $317.60. March is up 70 cents at $322.30. March soybean oil's up 16 cents at $28.59. May's up 17 cents at $28.86. On the livestock markets, February live cattle open today at $125.30. April opens at $126.15. While August 2019 live cattle open today at $114.45. February lean hogs open today at $62.60. April at $66.25. August 2019 lean hogs open today at $81.87.5. January feeder cattle open today at $147.62.5. March at $145.45. And August 2019 feeder cattle open today at $150.70. On the Class 3 milk futures, January opens at $14.09, February at $14.41, March at $14.89. That's a look at the opening market report. Market reports throughout the day.